Now you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1.
Mark really needs to see this article in Psychology Weekly.
Why? What's it on?
Reasons for negative behavior patterns like procrastination, that is, habitual lateness.
You're right. That's Mark. He's never on time. So, what does it say?
That people who are always late often do it for a reason, either conscious or unconscious. It could be an expression of anger and resentment, or a way of resisting authority. It could even be anxiety.
Well, I don't know. In Mark's case, I think it's because he wants to be noticed.
That's the next reason in the article, the need for attention. They give the example of movie stars who used to make these grand entrances.
That's not really Mark's style, though. He's so quiet.
What gets me is that he's late for his friends all the time, but not for other things like work.
Well, but they might deduct pay for that.
Exactly. You know, sometimes I'm tempted to tell him to come in at, say, 7, and everybody else at 7:15. Then maybe we wouldn't have to wait so long.
We have to try something. You know, he confessed to me one day that he was even late for his sister's wedding. She was really angry.
I remember that. He was not in the wedding, so they couldn't start until he got there.
Maybe you should slip that magazine under his door, anonymously, and hope he gets the message.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19.
What is the main subject of the magazine article?
What might be the reason for Mark's problem?
21.
What do we learn about Mark's unusual behavior?
22.
What solution does the woman sometimes consider?